Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, Wilco Radio, Bizarria County, Texas, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, it's Thoroughly Confusing Thursday. It's also the 17th day of January already. Man alive. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 641-715-3610. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 641-715-3610. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. And of course, you have to punch in *6 then mute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it is currently 38 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of, well, 39 degrees today for the Klamath Basin, and it's been raining, trying to snow. It's winter. I hate it. What can I say? All righty, then. This is going to be a good one. You guys, we're going to have a good discussion today. We're going to start off with Beto O'Rourke asks, are the principles of the U.S. Constitution still relevant? We're getting close, guys. I hope your guns are oiled. I hope they're cleaned. I hope you got plenty of ammo. I hope your mind's right and you're ready for this because it's coming. It's coming quick.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT,
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin,
the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then. Beto O'Rourke asks, are the principles of the Constitution still relevant? They're inching their way there, and this hasn't a goddamn thing to do with the Constitution, and we'll tell you why here in a minute. This is from the Washington Examiner, from Representative Beto O'Rourke, Democrat, Texas, questioned the relevancy of the U.S. Constitution and the American experiment, because it was just an experiment, which began more than two centuries ago during a recent interview. During an interview with the Washington Post, the potential 2020 contender was pressed on whether he believed the U.S. could reinvent how it approached divisive issues that have contributed to current political paralysis, or whether he thought it was impossible for the country to introduce any reforms. I'm hesitant to answer it because I really feel like it deserves its due, and I don't want to give you a actuality, just selfishly. I don't want a soundbite of it reported, but yay. I think that's the question of the moment. Does this still work? O'Rourke replied. Can an empire like ours, with military presence in over 170 countries around the globe, with trading relationships and security agreements in every continent, can it still be managed by the same principles that were set down 230 plus years ago? O'Rourke has used the national profile, the national profile he generated last year in his unsuccessful attempt to unseat Republican incumbent Ted Cruz of Texas to challenge President Trump's framing of the immigration situation on the southern border. He's taken to social media, to document what it's like to live in his border city, El Paso, including asking a dental hygienist cleaning his teeth about her experiences. The former three-term congressman, this guy's been under Congress three fucking times, this dirty treasonous piece of shit, while vehemently opposed to Trump's cause for a border wall, could not provide the Post with a solution to stem the number of foreigners who illegally overstay their visas other than working more closely with Mexico to better monitor entries and departures. Overstaying this, you know, that's gone far enough too, this overstaying visa shit. They are swarming over our borders as I'm sitting here reading this to you, and you know it. That's an answer, O'Rourke told the paper, but that's something that we should be debating. O'Rourke is mulling a run for the White House, though he has stayed mostly out of the spotlight as he considers his options. In the meantime, he has asked aides to help facilitate an out-of-state solo road trip so he can meet informally with voters. He's also scheduled an interview with Oprah Winfrey in February as part of her Oprah Super Soul conversation from Times Square. These fucking communist pieces of fucking garbage. Now, this has nothing to do with the Constitution. Washington, D.C., you see, the Bill of Rights was ratified in 1791. The capital that was in Philadelphia. They moved it, they established an illegal fucking citadel called Washington, D.C., and brought the admiralty, because we were still there. I mean, you think about it, it was after the war. There was all the law there was the common law. That's why they had to establish in Washington, D.C., July 16, 1790, 1 year, as this happened, as the Bill of Rights was being passed through from state to state, and it was sent to the states, and the state legislators were ratifying it. Now, once it was ratified by all the states, it was the fucking law of the land. But then they bring it to Washington, D.C. to attach it to the Constitution, which was written under war powers because there was under admiralty jurisdiction, you see. And so the Act of 1871 formed a corporation called the United States. You see, that's when they took the Republic away from them. They just without authority and in direct violation. See, that Bill of Rights, it was the law. I mean, they had no choice but under Article 5 to put it as a preamble to the Constitution, because that's the fucking people, okay? That's the goddamn people's authority. Okay, they had it without authority. They created Washington, D.C. In 1790. And the Act of 1871 formed a corporation called the United States, which they replaced our republic with. A corporation, Title 28 United States Code Section 3002, defines in Definition 15A, the United States means a federal corporation. They replaced our corporation, and then in 1869, they illegally inserted that 14th Amendment, which declared us to be subjects without rights. Because a subject does not have rights. You do not have your natural rights. You are subject to the will of another. You are subject to the whims of another. Okay, now, reason I heard about this was, it was on Fox News this morning, and they were talking about it. And we're going to listen to this little bit here.
Rising Democratic star and possible 2020 contender Beto O'Rourke stirring up controversy this week, questioning the constitutional principles our country was founded on.
Yeah, unbelievable. In an interview with the Washington Post, he said, quote, "I think that's the question of the moment. Does this still work? Can an empire like ours with military presence in over 170 countries around the globe, with trading relationships and security agreements in every continent, can it still be managed by the same principles that were set down 230 plus years ago?"
Okay, so what?
And it has not been managed under those principles since, as we know, since 1871? When the 1871, it hasn't been managed under those principles. And this was all created, of course, in violation of the superior law, being the common law, being the Bill of Rights, which was ratified by each state legislature. It was law when it arrived to the, they just attached it as a preamble because the people said, hey, no, hold it. This, you're not going to be our fucking kings and queens, and you're not going to have an aristocracy here. And so they were forced, you know, under the threat that the people would come, and kill them if they did not do it. The people were going to have their goddamn rights. And with the ninth article being put into the Bill of Rights, it was already ratified law. It could never be changed. Now, they could amend the Constitution under Article 5. And you could amend the hell out of that Constitution. But they could never violate Article 9 doing it, which means to create any kind of an authority that superseded the Bill of Rights. There was no authority could ever exist to remove our rights. That's what you have to understand as you're listening to this. Now, here comes Judge Napolitano, that fork-tongued fucking traitor.
So what does senior judicial analyst Judge Napolitano think? He joins us right now. Judge, is that thing just too antiquated to follow?
God, I hope not. I mean, the
See, God, I hope not. That son of a bitch knows exactly what I know, what we have talked about here for years on this goddamn site. You just absolutely, you are committing an act of sedition. You are trying to overthrow the will of the people. You are trying to subjugate the people. Like you're trying to enforce what they want to do now is remove the Bill of Rights and operate under the 14th Amendment. That's all this is. And it has nothing to do with that fucking Constitution. But they will not say the B word. They will not say Bill of Rights because it's a separate piece of law. It's a separate fucking system of law. It is separate, and it was ratified. It was above the goddamn Constitution. Because it was the authority of the people being invoked, and the people's authority was superior. Is superior by law. But then here comes Napolitano again.
But I mean, the whole purpose of the Constitution was to establish the government and limit it.
And limit it, huh? No, you think that Judge Napolitano, that served on the federal bench for all those years, doesn't know about the Act of 1871 where they formed a corporation called the United States? He doesn't know that inserting the 14th Amendment made the people, theoretically, well, it didn't because it was fraud, but fraudulently claimed the people to be subjects instead of the fucking sovereigns of this country. You think he doesn't know that? I promise you he does. As do a whole lot of other people. Even people in the Patriot Movement know this. And they're not going to tell you because they like industry. This was supposed to be a bastion of fucking liberty. And we had the riches till we didn't have to go crazy trying just to feed ourselves. I mean, in the words of the Christians, we were blessed with the richest country on planet Earth. We needed no one. We needed nothing. That's what they were, but this whole Title 28 and this Act of 1871 were designed to steal it away from us. And they couldn't because the Bill of Rights said that the country belongs to the people. Who else would it belong to? Well, you see, I've been thinking about this. And when Cornwallis surrendered his sword, what really happened that day? Well, he sent one of his subordinates. They were on ships. They were on ships there at Yorktown, and he sent one of his underlings because he was supposedly so embarrassed to surrender his sword. And of course, they brought them up on the fucking beach and under the Admiralty, and then the representative for the Admiralty that they had illegally created in the middle of a goddamn uprising, this phony, fraudulent government they had already created. We're the elite. We can do as we please. And you're going to trade one crown for another crown. And that's why John Adams, with one of the first words come out of his mouth, were, let's declare a king. because they, right then and there, they technically under international law, they had the authority to declare a king. But there was the people who had just fucking whipped the fucking British, and the people who in the original uprising rose up for their rights. They didn't rise up to have a new government over them, a new to be a subject of somebody else or a group of somebody else's. They rose up to be individual free people. And thus the Bill of Rights was forced. And the ninth article, as far as this notion, you can't do it. It is an act of sedition, it is an act of treason, and it must be met with fucking lethal force. Because, shit. I mean, this is so plain on its face.
To provide for a limited government and to guarantee personal liberty.
To guarantee personal liberty. Yeah, that's when they talk about when the Bill of Rights was attached. But before that Bill of Rights, before they sat down and go, this is going to be Amendment 1, which was Article 1, the articles. Article 1 will amend the Constitution. It will be Amendment 1. And the separation of church and state and what might have you. Before that day, before that happened, the Bill of Rights was already the law of the land. It had been ratified just like the Constitution in every state legislature. It was the fucking law. And there was nothing nobody could do about it. And Article 9 said that there could never be a power created to remove it. Now they could fucking play around with the Constitution, and that's what they wanted. That's why they had Article 5 there. So because it was, if you read the book, I can't remember what the name is. Is the framing or the making or the beginning of the Bill of Rights or what might have you? You'll see that when the individual state legislatures, after the uprising in Massachusetts, which was joined by the other states, one after another. But after the uprising in Massachusetts, you can see that as the state legislatures it was the goddamn people who had actually went out and faced the fucking British. All right, let's all go over here and let's figure out what the fuck we're going to do. We got to run a war here. And then who starts showing up? The fucking merchants who have been sucking the ass of, well, they've been sucking more than that, of King George, doing business. I mean, helping him out in his tyranny. In fact, they were the king's men that were inflicting the tyranny on the people in the colonies. And they came in with their money and power. And they tried to dominate. But, I mean, they never did dominate, if you read about it, because they were just fucking flat-ass outnumbered. You think about the king's men in this country and then the people who were declaring their sovereignty. There's the fact that they were not going to be subjects. They were outnumbered like a son of a bitch. But again, it's just like today. It was a fight of power and money versus numbers. And the reason that Bill of Rights is there is because the numbers won, because those people were willing to go and shoot those dirty son of a bitches down. If what they seen in that Constitution and what they wrote about in those Anti-Federalist Papers was not fucking put in check. And that's what that Bill of Rights did. And that ninth article, it says, I mean, you can, under the fifth article, you can change that fucking Constitution all you want. But under the ninth article of the ratified law, absolute authority of the people, you cannot touch that Bill of Rights. You cannot create a power in your Admiralty Constitution that trumps the common law authority of the people. And all of these son of a bitches know it. And now you see this rush of gun laws coming in. I mean, they know. Gig's up. People understand it. They understand what's fucking happening here. The whole stall thing, they got 2 years. Trump got them 2 more years. I'll give him that. But we told you that's what it was for. Now here you have this son of a bitch openly. I mean, this is an open forum. This man should have been arrested right there where he said those words. He should have been taken into custody the hell's the word I'm looking for here? Orchestrating it comes down to orchestrating I wish I could think of the word I want, but I can't. But what he was doing is trying. He's, oh man, He was
insurrection.
Insurrection. Yeah, he was trying to instigate insurrection against the fucking laws of this land, and he should have been charged right there on the spot, taken to fucking jail, and by his own words, you were trying to instigating the goddamn word I'm looking for. There is a charge for it. I'm trying to think of what it is, but he was advocating
not sedition. That's something else.
No, it's not sedition. It's goddamn it. You know, it's like inciting. That's the word.
In other words, the limit of free speech is you can't say anything to disparage the Bill of Rights.
Exactly. He was inciting.
You can't disparage.
What this man was doing was inciting an insurrection right there. He did it on stage, right there in front of everybody on this goddamn thing. They showed it. They showed him up there. He was inciting insurrection against the Constitution, which doesn't exist because it was already subverted back in 1871. But the Constitution, they know it. That's why they want to keep using that word, that Constitution. It ain't nothing to do with the Constitution. It is that Bill of Rights. It is separate law. It was before it was ever adopted into the Constitution. It was the law of this land because it had been ratified by every state. And they know they can't touch it because of Article 9. Article 9 makes it goddamn an act of insurrection to try and touch that goddamn Bill of Rights.
The Constitution was ratified before we had elected. I mean,
exactly.
They ratified the Constitution, and then they had the representatives that were elected according to the Constitution, right?
Right. The representatives were elected, but there was, you know, the apportionment thing. I mean, you look at the little crowd there in Washington, D.C., and that's why, you know, they come out with their polls, 23% of this, 90% of that, because fucking there is no representation in this country. Only thing I see in Washington, D.C. is a bunch of traitors representing foreigners and foreign interests. Traitors, by definition of the English language. They are fucking traitors. I mean, when this guy stood up and said this, he was inciting sedition against the fucking Constitution, but that's why they say Constitution, because the Constitution's already gone. You can't subvert something that's already been subverted. What they're after is that Bill of Rights, because that Bill of Rights will not allow them to fucking make us. They see what they want is a one world government with one world communism. Everybody's just a one world citizen under the one world government. You are a subject slave, period. And the Bill of Rights does not allow for it. Our people are protected for it. We fought and died for that son of a bitch. And that's what the people fought for. Now the industry that jumped in when they seen the fight was going to happen anyway, now they were fighting to position themselves to fucking rape the country once the people took it away from the king. And the people never did have the sword surrendered to them. The people who started the uprising under no authority but their own. The sword wasn't surrendered to them. It was surrendered to George Washington in the Admiralty. So he actually, in all sense and purposes, he did become king that day. Because the king handed his charter over to the new king. But the people weren't having any of it. They were not going to be subjugated again. Let's finish listening to Napoleon. Go ahead. Finish listening.
I don't know what was in Congressman O'Rourke's head. And of course, I read the interview several times to try and figure out what was in his head. But I think he's not appealing to middle America.
I don't care who he's fucking appealing to. That is inciting insurrection. There ain't no two fucking ways about it. Goddamn, look up the words. And he does it right out. They're doing it right out in public because this is what they intend to do, people. They're going to say, well, we got to remove that Constitution. Neglecting to say that Bill of Rights is, they've already removed the Constitution. The Bill of Rights is the target. But even if they removed it from the Constitution, it was still ratified by all the states. It's still the law of the fucking land. And as they have violated the authority that we, the little bit of authority that we granted to them, as they have violated the terms under which that authority was granted, The Constitution is null and void. That means that the power is reverts back to the states that ratified that Constitution. They and their constitutions, by becoming a part of the corporation, by being subcontracting under the main corporation and removing their state constitutions, their constitutions are null and void too, which means the power reverts back to the people under one document, the one document that stands, and that is the Bill of Rights. That is the people's authority. That is the common law. And like I said, when this man said this, when he stood up there on stage and said this, they talk about it ain't working. It's just like the fucking the immigration, you know, the immigration laws aren't working. They just ain't work. We got to replace them immigration laws with ones that just let them pour in here like we want them to. The immigration laws aren't working because they're not being enforced, and the goddamn Constitution in its true form has not been enforced since goddamn 1868, when they declared the people subjects, which they, in direct violation of the superior law, the ninth article to the People's Bill of Rights, ratified fucking law. No higher law can exist. And it can, and the only way that the ratified law that has been ratified by all the states, it can be amended, is through Article 5 of the Constitution. But the ninth article forbids that even. You cannot take Article 5 and create a fucking authority that fucking disparages and denies the rights of the people. They think we're stupid. But this is a fucking straight in your face. This is a challenged. This is war. This son of a bitch should have been fucking arrested. There is no fucking law, people. This is what I'm trying to tell you here. This is why we have to get out our guns and we have to reestablish our Bill of Rights, our fucking common law, our authority by blasting these motherfuckers out of here just like we did that king. Because they've taken the same fucking position he took. Now, just like back in 1775, when, you know, the king, he decided, man, them people, that armed population there has become a threat. They are a danger. They are a danger to my monarchy here. So he sent his thugs over here under orders of the Admiralty to disarm us. And that's when he got his ass shot the fuck out of here. And we're right there right now. Look at the legislations that have been introduced in what the fuck's it been? Like seven days? If that? And all of this shit at once, and then you get this shit popping up here? Oh, we've got to get rid of the Constitution. It won't work on an international. It wasn't meant to work on an international scale. We weren't supposed to be a part of any world trade organizations. This was for the sovereignty and the fucking peace and tranquility of the American people. This is our fucking real estate. It belongs to us. This was to guarantee our liberty, our absolute liberty. That's what this country is for. It wasn't for the fucking world to come in here and come into every fucking sleazebag Jew across the fucking planet to come here and see what he could fucking steal from us through fucking fraud. And that's all this is. At the fucking Washington DC being founded, bringing that Admiralty onto the shore, that was fraud. That was treason. Those fuckers should have been hung then. And this act of 1871, forming this corporation called the United States, that's a fraud. And they should have been hung. Inserting that illegal 14th Amendment. They had no authority to do this. In fact, it was forbidden by the people who own the country. What they're talking about is like it talks about in the beginning of that book that I'm talking about. They right away, when they went to their legislatures, when the rich fucks showed up, well, we're going to have a system like this, and you'll be our subjects, and you people that are out there right now fighting the British without a fucking buy or leave from us, we were the ones that oppressed you into the fucking fight. But we're going to step up. You're going to be our subjects, and they talked about, you know, each colony had a Bill of Rights back then, but it was commonly ignored by the elite, by the king's men, the elite. They ignored it. They didn't have to fucking follow it because the people were subjects of a king. I will not be a subject. I will not live under somebody else's will. I will have my natural rights, and I will kill your fucking ass to keep those goddamn rights. And this fucking O'Rourke, he should already have a rope around his fucking neck. He is a goddamn traitor by definition. I, on this program right now, I charge Mr. O'Rourke with fucking high treason and with sedition against the people and the Bill of Rights for the United States of America. And I'm, and when at the first fucking court, I mean, fuck the courts. I mean, this shit has gone on far enough. That's all right. They're moving on it, though. They, you know, at least there's some fucking light at the end of the tunnel. Just get on with it. Let's get on with this, you fucking spineless pricks. Let's do this thing. And there ain't going to be no goddamn... I'm sick of hearing Corky talk about this fucking deportation shit. We're going to come across this country like a fucking Mongol army. We're going to slaughter your fucking asses. You're going in the ground. Certain ones need to be picked out for justice for other people in the, around the world that our resources and our people have been used to fucking harm, like Iraq. Iraq deserves to have the Bushes. I would turn them over to them. I'd make it a point. I'd go out of my way to do it. Libya, I would turn over goddamn Obama, and I would turn over goddamn Hillary Clinton. I'd turn them over to them. You people do what you got to do. Do your, get your justice. But other than that, I mean, we're seeing it every day. Open treason right in your fucking face. And they're telling you right now, fuck you, you ain't got nothing to say. If we decide that we're going to remove your Constitution, which the Constitution doesn't even exist, what they're talking about is your Bill of Rights, but they're too fucking scared to say it. Because let's finish this thing, and I'll tell you why they're afraid to say it.
He's appealing to a very hard left that basically wants the government to redistribute wealth.
Those are primary voters.
Yes. And the redistribution of wealth, which we do engage in to...
Yeah, we engage in to taking everything and giving it to a handful of fucking Masonic dirty church motherfuckers.
To a certain extent, under Beto O'Rourke and his colleagues, would be without end.
Well, I'll tell you what the guest who's defending Beto O'Rourke said last night to Tucker. He said it's a common argument in judicial circles to talk about the Constitution as a living, breathing...
In constitutional circles, you don't talk about... You can talk about that fucking Constitution actually all you want, you sons of bitches. That was you can talk about that little limited authority that you have exceeded by fucking light years. But you cannot fucking talk about our Bill of Rights. That belongs to the people, and we are the superior authority here. And you're going to find it out in the hardest. Go ahead.
Give Trump to Yemeni or Yemen or whatever.
Give him to the Yemenis. That's where he needs to go. He's killed enough of their children. I'm sure they put on a fine fucking trial for him.
Breathing document or one that should be taken verbatim?
You know, my late wonderful friend Justice Scalia argued that if the Constitution is the supreme law of the land, then it means the same thing today as it meant when it was ratified.
No shit. Because within the Constitution, the original Constitution, it showed the only ways that you could fucking change it. And like creating this corporation, this was not sent to the states and ratified. And it took away the fucking republic and replaced it with the fucking corporation. That was not sent to the states and ratified. It could not be. It's not real. That's what makes it a fucking fraud. And they couldn't take it to the states because the states had already ratified the Bill of Rights and it violated Article 9. You cannot have this authority. We say no. Never, ever. Let's finish it.
Ratified, and we should look to the original understanding of the Constitution, because if the Constitution changes with the times...
The Constitution can change with the times all it fucking wants to, but it can never have the authority to deny or disparage or change the rights of the people. Because we're the authority, not those son of a bitches. I mean, they stand up there like they're our kings. And they're getting more bold every day. It's like I told you guys, you know, with these hordes coming over our southern border. Pretty soon there'll be 3 of them in your town. I've seen a couple here already. And then it'll be 10 and 20, and then there'll be a bunch of them. And they'll take over a whole part of your fucking town. And then you'll be afraid to let your wife go down to the goddamn store, or you know, be afraid she'll be fucking beaten and raped because these fucking animals. I mean, there's no difference here. There's no difference here. But I give warning because this is going out all across Chiloquin. The first time I see you fuckers start ganging up, First time you fucking accost me, or you accost anybody, we're going to learn what that word vigilante means, so there'll be a fucking list tacked up, and it will be fucking fulfilled. We'll kill every fucking one of you. Make no mistake about it. You come and you fuck with me the first time you fuck with me, in like a store or anywhere else, when you come up that fucking, you little sawed-off son of a bitch from Honduras, and you think you're going to fuck with me, your ass will leave Chiloquin in an ambulance or a fucking hearse. One of the two. That's the only option there is. And we'll kill every goddamn one of you. So bring it on. Now let's finish this shit here.
Then it is not the supreme law of the land. The political whims become the supreme law of the land.
Yeah, the political whims. The legislators. Legislating policy and enforcing it as fucking law under the 14th Amendment, which declares that we are subject to it, and we are not. We are individual free sovereigns. Subject to nothing more than the fucking... only law we're subject to is the goddamn common law and the common law jurisdiction. And the only one that can come at one of us is one of us. In their individual capacity, period.
Judge, let's ask some of our audience members, how many of you think the Constitution is still relevant? Raise your hand.
Every one of them raised their hand, and these are fucking idiots. But they ain't that fucking stupid. Why hasn't this O'Rourke been fucking arrested? It should be the question on everybody's lips. That son of a bitch came out and suggested fucking, I mean, he's inciting insurrection in this country. Is what he's trying to do. Communist. International communist insurrection in this country. 50,000 dead in Vietnam to stop the spread of international communism. 30,000 in Korea. I guess our people have forgotten. I mean, goddamn, I guess you forgot that history and it ain't even been that long ago.
Okay.
That's it anyway on that one. And we're way past bottom of the hour. We're going to take our bottom of the hour break. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Revolution. No reward.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this programming on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It's 12:45 Pacific Time. And, of course, that was Kid Rock with, Nickelback with Edge of Revolution. We're way past that. We're way fucking delinquent. Next story, large group of migrants from Central America taken into Border Patrol custody in New Mexico. New Mexico. No, while everybody was down there, you know, with the film and the cameras, they've been pouring across that fucking New Mexico, right through a military base, too. A huge military base. Just walk right across it, right in front of them. Walked across, and then it says took them into custody. They walked across and hunted the Border Patrol down to surrender themselves so that they could get their fucking bus ticket and their fucking $257 a day and infiltrate into your town. Here comes some more. Get ready for it. Now, I'm not going to take the credit for this because it was Mark Kornke that fucking called this one. But I did, every once in a while, I listen to that intelligence report in the morning to see what they're up to. And I heard the word President of the United States, the President of the United States. I bet I heard it 50 fucking times if I heard it once. You know why? Because the 2020 election cycle has just begun. And today, you know, Trump's a son of a bitch, but he's the President of the United States of America. You fucking know better, Mark Kornke. The United States of America is fucking replaced by the corporation. He is the head CEO of the United States Corporation, and that's it. And then he mentioned how he would just not, Democrats, Republicans, he just wanted a president for the people. So I can, here comes Rand Paul again. Here comes another corporate entity. Because it's that 14th Amendment, and Mark Kornke knows it just as well as I do. He's read it. He knows that under that, it's subjugation, but it's industry that he is concerned about. He puts mammon before liberty every fucking time. And by the time that this next election comes up, it'll be just easing it in, talking out of both sides of his fucking mouth. But by the time it gets around to we're saying, you go vote, you fucking traitor, you go vote that goddamn corporate straw man vote, and you are a fucking traitor, and you're going to be fucking tried as a traitor. Yeah, and we'll be monkey pokers. We'll be monkey pokers for fucking with the industry, because that's what he represents. He represents mammon interests of the goddamn industries in this goddamn country. That's what he cares about. If you get enough money, you can hold enough privilege so your life can be pretty soft in this goddamn phony-ass, fraudulent, goddamn corporate fucking United States, is corporate aristocracy. You watch what I tell you. It was easing it today. Oh, he's got Trump, you know, he's got treason, he's committed a thousand things of treason. But, you know, I think they might be trying to murder the President of the United States. He's not the President of the United States, and you know it. But it doesn't serve your mammon to tell the truth, does it, Mark? You fucking disgust me. I listened to you for 34 fucking years. I thought you were a fucking real fucking patriot. You're not. You are goddamn controlled opposition, and that's all. All you want is the fucking power shifted the right way so that you're back and you're fucking, so that you can live your life the way you want to and fuck everybody else in this United States. Fuck liberty. Mammon trumps it, right? Your god mammon. Is that your god? Anyway, this is from Fox News. Another large group of migrants from Central America were arrested near a border crossing in New Mexico. And I looked it up on the map right there, and there's that Indian reservation right up there, too. They can go right up in there if they want to. They've been pouring over by the way. Well, today we find out, you know, nobody else would kind of bother to look down that way. Because it is, it's, you know, you got California, you got Arizona, and Texas, and New Mexico. That nobody brought, and when the troops were sent down to the so-called border to stop this invasion, none in New Mexico. Another large group of migrants from Central America were arrested my ass. They were not arrested. They went and got, they went there to get their goddamn paperwork to infiltrate into the United, interior of the United States, to hack up your children, to rape your fucking wife. Were arrested near a border crossing in New Mexico. Border Patrol says a group is considered large when it consists of 100 or more people trying to enter together. A group of 247 migrants turned themselves in. Is that being arrested, turning yourself in? To Border Patrol agents around midnight at Camp Bounds Forward Operating Base at Antelope Wells, said Border Patrol agent Denise A. Lycan. She said most of them claimed that they needed medical care. They got, go look at the pictures on this article. Go look at the pictures. These fucking fighting age men with a few children standing up in front of them. These fighting age men come in here to fight your ass. So you better be ready to do some goddamn fighting. You better learn how to fight like a fucking American. You better get your head right. You better get rid of your fear. The migrants were described by Border Patrol as family groups. Bullshit. Go look at the pictures. There's fucking like 100 men standing there with 3 or 4 fucking kids standing in front of them. That's the pass into the United States. And it would be this fucking wall, this phony wall shit. It'd be the same thing. This is just for fucking money for the fucking Jews. And that's why he's putting down his foot. He's already promised 5.7 billion to his fucking Jew brethren over there in goddamn Israel. So that's why everything, I mean, they've shut down the needless part of our government. I mean, it's non-essential. What the fuck am I don't have shit, a pot to piss in, a window to throw it out. There are people living in tents in this goddamn country. Yet we're paying for something that's non-essential for the corporation? The migrants were described by Border Patrol as a family groups with small children as well as unaccompanied juveniles who were brought by a smuggling organization. Go look at the pictures. Lycan said traveled a dangerous journey. On December 6, a group of 163 were arrested at the same border patrol facility. So they're not, I mean, it ain't like they're out there hunting them down. They're walking across and they're hunting the goddamn border patrol in down so they can get their plane tickets and get their goddamn checks and get into your fucking communities. That's what's going on to complete the invasion into the interior of our country. Jacqueline Kale, 7, of Guatemala, who died in U.S. custody, was among that group. You're responsible for every son of a bitch on this planet. They just want their one world fucking government and one world fucking subjects, period. You lick their feet. If they want to rape your children, they rape your children. If they want to fucking rape your wife, they rape your wife. You fucking are dirt beneath their fucking feet, just like it was back in the colonies, just like the son of a bitches who wrote that constitution, those elitists intended it to be from the fucking beginning. And there's only one way it stops, and that is to enforce the people's law, the fucking Bill of Rights, without zero tolerance to violations of the Bill of Rights. On December 6th, a group of 163 migrants were arrested at the same Border Patrol facility. And Jacqueline Kale, 7, of Guatemala, who, hard to tell what kind of fucking disease she was packing up here. Look at all the shit, the diseases they've packed in here, fucking just swarming over your border. Fucking not even going through a goddamn medical check. Just go and fucking get your goddamn check and your fucking plane ticket. And if you got fucking diphtheria or fucking typhoid or tuberculosis, just come on into my neighborhood. Who died while in custody. Fuck you. Border Patrol officials said since the start of fiscal year 2019, criminal organizations are responsible for at least 24 large groups of migrants who have been trafficked in the Lordsburg area. No, nobody said anything about it. I mean, we've seen these charges up at the board down in San Diego. Remember, we told you it was going to be a distraction. The razor wire and all the cameras are going to be down there in goddamn San Diego. And you get all this thing while they're going, circling around and coming right up through fucking Mexico, the fighting age men. And they're all fighting age, so you better be ready to fucking do some fighting. This shit is coming to a head, and you got some son of a bitch standing up there talking about removing the Constitution. you fucking treasonous piece of shit. And he didn't get arrested. So that shows to go you that they all shit through the same hole, huh? And Trumpy knows about this. I mean, Trumpy's an international communist. He's a diversion while your fucking country's being invaded and into the interior, into the fucking heart of your fucking country. And like I said, I've told you people the shit over the years, and then it all comes along, and I get to come up here and say, hey, I told you, huh? I'm getting sick of fucking telling you. You'll see them. There'll still be this goddamn, there's a lot of people speaking the fucking foreign language here. Then pretty soon you'll start seeing them in groups. And then they'll be fucking, next thing you know, they'll be fucking killing people. Like I said, it's to fucking terrorize you into a police state, which already exists, but turning up the fucking flames. And we got to get all the guns. Only way we can get control of the situation if only our standing army has the fucking guns so that we can fight these invaders. But we know who they're really coming for. Because they want those son of a bitches here. You have to want them here. You're fucking sending billions of dollars down there to form these caravans. You're paying for them to go across Mexico so they can cross your fucking border so you can hand them the money to get to the interior so they can start killing the fucking American nationals. Am I missing something here, people? If I am, please correct me.
Hey, Henry.
Yes, sir.
Can I give you my word of the day? And then peg out of here.
Go for it, brother.
Before my phone goes dead. Okay, here it goes. Necktie.
Necktie is right. No. I'm telling you, people, you better get ready to fight because this is the bums rush.
That's right.
They know they've been found out. They know that the people know that Trump and fuck, there ain't no difference in Trump and fucking Obama and fucking Hillary Clinton. There has never been no difference in any of them. It is they tell you. We are the ruling class. We are the elite. We are, and that makes you the ruled and the not elite, the subjects. And we're your fucking, we're tired of fucking, paying you a living wage for, manufacturing your fucking resources. We'll just steal them and take them outright and haul them across the fucking sea. Only now they don't want to haul them across the sea. They want to, they get a bigger pile of fucking gold if they manufacture them right here with their slave labor. And you will compete with those fucking Hondurans and those Guatemalans. And I mean, they were doing interviews I think it was Fox or something. I was watching on a little phone thing that Laura's got in there. But they're talking to him. And I'm coming for a job. I want a better job. Well, fuck, man. It's gone from, you know, they're just coming over to do those jobs that Americans just don't want to do. They've taken over every fucking thing, people. And you know it. And every day that goes by, more of our people are taken out of the equation because mammon is the fucking, the decider. That is political power these days. It's mammon. Who's going to get the money for this? And then, like I said, and then you got the fucking, what you look for, where are your allies? Well, they're over there talking about mammon. They're over talking about, well, if we could just get another president, a good president, you know, like Rand Paul or Ron Paul. All of this corporate aristocracy that was fucking created in direct violation as an act of treason. Well, it'd be all right with me then. Because I had somebody that, forced my Christianity down people's throats and make people do what I want to do. Somebody I could control. But I don't give a, they do not give a rat's ass about the rest of the people in this country. The industry. This country was not founded for industry. This country was founded for freedom and liberty. And they fucking, they spit on our liberty as they rake in the fucking mammon. They love that mammon. Mammon's your god. BP, Border Patrol officials said since the start of fiscal year 2019, criminal organizations are responsible for at least 24 large groups of migrants who have been trafficked in the Lamberg area. They said unscrupulous organized smugglers in conjunction with the goddamn evidently the United States military because they had to walk like miles across one of the most heavily fucking guarded military bases in the world. They walked across the fucking military base and then walked across the border and hunted down the border patrol so that they could get their fucking plane ticket and their money, people. Get ready, because it's going to have to start right here. It's going to have to start right where you live. It's going to, because these son of a bitches aren't going to do nothing about it. And nobody's going to do nothing about it until they start killing their women and children. And then finally they'll go, we got to stop this. They've come in here. They've invaded us. I'm afraid to walk down the fucking store. I'm afraid I'll get shot or killed. Well, then I guess you better learn what that word vigilante means. And you better fucking, you better exercise your goddamn rights to enforce your Bill of Rights. And you better take these motherfucking foreigners out. And then you better take this motherfucking illegal, fraudulent corporate aristocracy, and you better hang every goddamn one of them, except for the ones, like I said, that we're going to send to other countries so that they can have their measure of justice for what's been done to them. That being said, we're at the top of the hour. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And my God, people, I mean, just look, I put this video up of where, you know, where they're talking about this O'Rourke. That's inciting sedition. And right in front of you, inciting the overthrow of your fucking government, your form of government. Now, they keep using that Constitution word, and they're going to keep using that Constitution. It's constitutional, this. A Constitution, fuck the Constitution. It was removed a long time ago. What they are targeting is the Bill of Rights. And every time you hear that word Constitution or constitutional, you think Bill of Rights, and it'll make more sense to you. Because that's what the fucking, that's what's in their sights. And that is The Word from the Trenches.